Christ was pancreas, but
that's right.
Turning away, changing our mind away from sin.
That's right.
And then we must be born again.
That's right.
The Bible says, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit indwells you.
That's correct.
Inside, everything on the outside changes.
Yep.
God sees a willing vessel that's willing to turn away from their sin.
Yes.
Completely lose their life for Christ. Strip everything down. Then he sends his Holy Spirit, you become born again. Then you bear fruit as that you're a child of God.
Right.
And you live in holiness and obedience.
Amen.
To the
Lord. Since 2004, I came out of the occult. I accepted Jesus. I was delivered from evil spirits. I was healed of more than 15 different diseases. And God has used me to talk to other people that most people couldn't reach. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, it could be amazing if you were showing the fruits of a transformed life. Maybe there's some. But we want to help you go further. She just walked you through the gospel.
Right.
So the gospel is what transforms your life from the inside to the outside, like she was saying.
Right.
And so everything about your life.
Can I
tell you something? I came from the world. I was like that one time. It's pride, it's vanity, it's foolishness.
Maybe.
It's idle. Yeah, you're saying maybe. It is. If you admit it, it is. And it's a waste of time.
And,
hey, can I share something with you? It's kind of prideful being that way, right?
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're
people are looking at you. No, I'm just telling you, I was that.
Okay.
I was filled with pride and vanity.
What
16 years ago, before I was in Christ, before I repented and was born again, I was filled with pride. And do you realize a lot of people like to go after the homosexual? And it's a sin, just like gluttony and smoking and anything else.
Absolutely.
But it's an abomination to God.
Right.
Just like pride is an abomination.
Absolutely.
So if you're born again, are you a born again child of God?
I am.
Okay. So doesn't God own you?
Yes.
Which would be, are you the temple of the Holy Spirit
now?
Yes,
I am.
Okay, so doesn't he get to tell you what to do with it?
Absolutely. But
okay.
He hasn't specifically told me.
He sure did, in the scriptures.
Okay.
So if you read the scriptures.
What is it about how I'm dressed?
We'll tell you what. If you go to the scriptures, you're going to find out how a woman is to dress. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3.
Historically.
In long robes and dresses.
For a historic reenactment.
Yeah, but God doesn't want the temple of the Holy Spirit reenacting something out of the world.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
You're just wasting your time on it. And like
right.
I said, it's pride and vanity.
Okay.
You're kind of treating yourself like a god.
No.
He owns you.
No.
Right? Did Christ shed his blood for you?
No. Yes, he did.
Okay. He bought you with a price.
Yes.
You need to get on your knees and be humble before him.
Absolutely.
And do everything that he
but
commands
are
you.
Saying
you need to
that
lower
because...
yourself, decrease that he can increase.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
We
I appreciate
you, okay?
that. And I will seriously
go deeper.
Consider
she gave you a gospel card?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We have our website's on there, our body's website.
Right.
We have an email. I'd love to help you in that. Was that your husband that was here?
Or, okay, I'll see you there.
Are you married?
I am.
Oh, okay. Is your husband a believer?
It's
was that
yes.
that man that was here that my husband talked to? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So he got a gospel card, too. We'd love to hear from you. So if you really have a heart for the Lord, be willing to lose it all. All of it. This, all of this. What's this going to get you in eternity?
True enough.
How old are you?
62. Yes.
I'm 55. How long do we have? Not very long.
Probably not long enough.
Not long. Maybe not even tomorrow.
Right.
Make sure you're serving him in spirit and
Amen.
Truth.
Absolutely.
Okay? You got to go deeper in that truth. We love
God
you.
God bless you.
Hope to hear from you.